launched into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As we start out by going to the phones and to the fun, ladies first, it's Joy in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Joy. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in with one little thing about conspiracies, and I want to talk about the Free State Project and the Liberty Forum.
Excellent.
The thing I wanted to say about conspiracies, and Gardner said it really well a few minutes ago, is when you're focusing on one thing, and you said it too, when you're focusing on just one thing, you miss a lot of other stuff that's going on, because I don't think the government is telling us everything. And I think it's good to question them, but I think that what they're not telling us is how lax they were leading up to 9/11. Because if they were doing a good job and had stopped it, and like they say they can stop it now, the laws wouldn't have been passed to tap so many phones and to check everybody's bank records and to pat down little old ladies at the airport, because people wouldn't have stood for it.
Right. It's the same formula over and over again. The government fails. They tighten up and they charge us more in taxes. Same formula over and over again.
I wish some of the conspiracy people would focus more on what is the government doing right now, because as soon as people start talking about the timing of when the towers fell and the temperature of the steel, most people are going to tune out, whereas if they were to focus on the things that allowed the laws to get passed that are taking away our freedom...
No. To be fair, Joy, and I agree with you, but to be fair, some of them do focus on things that are going on now. To give Alex Jones credit where credit is due, that's, of course, he's like the big guy behind the conspiracy movement. But he does talk about the police state. He does talk about new developments in the rise of the police state. And so to that end, yes, he is very good at keeping up with that sort of thing. But then it's not very long after that when it's right back to interviewing somebody else about 9/11 again. So...
Joy, do you make goals for yourself in your life?
I do.
Yes, and I noticed that Mark and Ian do that too, and so do I. So I think it's more productive, don't you, that we focus on where we want to be, and focus on the kind of society we want to create, and not worry about the past, but go to the future?
Yes, and that actually goes straight into the thing I actually called for before I got distracted by conspiracy.
Great, and what was that?
The Free State Project.
Yes, we got to meet you over the weekend, Joy. You were at the Liberty Forum.
Oh, yes. I was there. It didn't even dawn on me that the Wayne that I met was this Wayne, in fact. I met so many people. It was really great. And got to meet some people that I only knew by their names on the BBS. And some people were big shocks. But I had a really great time. It was... Anybody that has any questions about whether they want to be a part of it, I really think they should try to get up for Porkfest, because if you're not sure of it, whether because you think, well, what if I don't like these people in person, and that when you get into a room with a whole bunch of them and you realize, as I was volunteering, so as I was walking around and trying to squeeze, through the crush in the hallways, I got to hear conversations all up and down the hallway. And it was wonderful to realize that all of these people were talking, not the exact same issue, but all of these people were talking about things that meant more freedom and better choices and just people being able to live their own lives. And it was such an inspiration. I came home and announced that we were going, I announced it to family. We're going up to New Hampshire in the summer for Porkfest. We're going to take a week off and go.
Wow,
and
cool.
Then I signed the statement of intent, so...
Awesome. So you've joined the Free State Project. Now, I know that your husband, Matthew, was up here a few months ago. He attended the Dave Ridley trial, and I got to meet him at that time. And he had sort of come up to explore New Hampshire a little bit, and he wasn't so sure about the whole Free State Project thing. So now you've joined the Free State Project. Has he yet joined the Free State Project?
He has not joined yet, but I am not really worried about that because... Well, he had a great time up there, and his main reason is just he's worried about the cold, and I think he'll get over it. Plus, I mean, I've signed up, and I have time to talk to him about it, and I don't think it's going to be a problem. I don't even think I have to talk about it that much. I think it's just going to happen. If I have to, you know, I can go down the list of reasons. You know, well, he loves me for one, and I play video games, and I'm a libertarian, which is apparently important to libertarians.
Those are hard to find qualities in a lady.
They are difficult.
Yeah, and I will, and when he's on a rant about economics and government, I will talk with him for hours about it. I'm not a bad cook, and worst case scenario, I pull out the fact that I'm the mother of his children, and it's done.
I'm sold.
So, yep. I have time.
He should follow you wherever you would want. You would like to go, Joy.
We wouldn't blame him.
All right.
So that kind of wraps up. And again, it was great to meet you guys. And again, people should try to make it a support fest because, from what I understand, it's being held at Gunstock.
That's a campground.
Which is a very nice place, and we'll have electricity and running water, and won't have to be rainbow people.
Yeah, it's there probably are not going to be rainbow people the weekend that the Free State Project is there, and I think that you've picked the perfect time to bring the family up as well. I have never been to Pork Fest. I'm going to go this year, but that's definitely a family event. Whereas a convention's more of a stuffy, wearing suits, though there were plenty of people in that weren't in suits. But it was much more
of an adult thing.
Yeah, kids are going to fit in really well at Pork Fest. A lot of other people are going to be bringing up their kids. And that might help with your husband as well, seeing other families up there and networking with them and seeing it's just an incredible group of people. And, you know, if you don't agree with them on every issue, you can't expect that. You'll probably agree with these people on 90% of them. And good luck finding people like that down in Georgia or Florida or whatever state you happen to live in.
It's actually a bit of a disappointment being at home and not being able to have those conversations at any time of day. So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting back up there.
Yeah, it's something nice to get spoiled with. That is being around all of these liberty lovers all of the time. You come in here, you move into the state, and it's just like a shock to the system. These people are actually around. They're doing things. There's activism here, and you can get involved in as much or as little of it as you want. And sometimes choosing what to go and do is difficult. And then you get used to it after a while.
Joy, I was going to say that I felt this weekend like I was finally on the right planet.
Yeah.
I felt that way, too. It really is. I'm trying to remember, is it Don Gorman that always says, you know, come on home? And it really is what it feels like. So
I think there are a few people that have adopted that phrase. But, Joy, thank you for the call, and I guess we'll be seeing you this summer. Thank you. 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. In fact, Mark, you've got an email that references the Free State Project, do you not?
I do. Just one second.
Since we're talking about it right now, and I guess did it just recently come in? It was kind of like a little bit of a hit piece email.
Yeah,
did it just come in after the conversation we just had?
I wasn't expecting you to particularly pull that one up, so give me a second.
I'm sorry, you had it up right before we came to this segment, so I figured that meant that you still had it up.
I did not.
Ian, you know, I'd like to say over the weekend I was very inspired by Garner's opening presentation.
Oh, it was very interesting, very informative. He talked about the history of essentially the libertarian movement.
Yes, and there were some really good authors there, and there were a few books I actually ordered. Some I had already read in condensed format, but like The Road to Serfdom by Hayek.
He recommended that.
Yeah, a great book. And I originally read the condensed version that was in Reader's Digest in 1945, years ago. I just ordered the full edition of it.
Speaking of good books, I got an email from Pamela Brown today. And Pamela was the wife of Harry Brown,
right?
Who was the president?
You got an
candidate.
Email from her?
Well, she still sends out Harry's old Freedom Wire list, and so I and many others got this email. And she says she's pleased to announce that Harry's book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, is finally available online. And so, a lot of Harry's books are out of print. And so we've recommended Harry Brown books on the air several times, and I've
this
had
one,
listeners.
This is probably this is darn close.
This
to
This is an excellent.
It's
book.
Really good. I think it's the best one, but
and we've recommended his books, but listeners have emailed saying I can't find them. They're out of print. I can't even get a used copy of these books. How do I get them? Well, what you do is you go to harrybrown.org. That's harrybrown.org, and you can order all of his best books: Why Government Doesn't Work, The Great Libertarian Offer, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, and Fail-Safe Investing. Four books, four of the four I've read, I highly recommend. They're all available for digital downloads at $9.75 each. It's a heck of a deal. Great way to support Pamela now that her husband is gone, and get the brilliant writings of Harry Brown into your hands and on your computer. Harrybrown.org. We'll get to Mark's email here in a moment. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
Ben Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo. And you just heard, we just heard from Joy a few moments ago from Georgia. She is a validated Shriner. And you can see what you can see her picture over at freetalklive.com. In fact, shrine.freetalklive.com will get you right to it.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click on Join Us Today. We'll fight liberty to get. We'll find liberty. Excuse me. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. And, Mark, I did ask you to dig up that email. It's a fairly short email, and I thought it was relevant since we were talking about the Free State Project, simply because, why don't you read it? It's very quick.
Yep, it is. I won't be joining the Live Free Project. I joined up for the Live Free Project last year, but after your ego-driven way you attack 9/11 truthers and your stance on open borders that will allow this country to become a cesspool of third world peoples, I can't embrace your show anymore.
So the open borders apparently have... we can get into that in a moment.
This is a person who listens. I don't understand why they don't. They couldn't get the Free State Project.
Well, because
thing,
he's
right?
a liar.
What do you
mean? He's either A, a liar, or B... didn't care that much about the Free State Project. Not like apparently he signed up. If you're to believe what he says, and I don't, because it would seem to me that if you signed up for the Free State Project, that you'd probably remember the name of the organization you'd signed up for. I mean, it's kind of, you know,
it's fake.
Making the commitment to move your life, uproot your life from where you currently are, and move to New Hampshire in pursuit of liberty as part of the Free State Project. That's a pretty big decision to make. I don't know. Maybe he really just takes it lightly, and apparently he does because a couple of radio show hosts happen to disagree with him. He's thrown it out the window. I don't believe a word he says.
Well, I do believe that somebody. I talked to plenty of people who from the free members of the Free State Project who couldn't remember what I was talking about. They're like, I think I remember something. Did I join that? They were a little confused. There were plenty of people like that. So certainly somebody could mix up the name.
It every night on the show.
But everybody who's moving to the Free State Project, that doesn't mean he didn't claim to be a nightly listener. Or he or she, I don't know, there's no indication here, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not everybody who's moving to the Free State Project is, you know, we're not a representation, we're not even spokespeople. We are simply...
For the hired guns.
Yeah, that's all. You know, we're paid to advertise for
them. We believe in the program.
That's so true.
That's the best kind of advertiser you can have.
That's true. We're early movers, now, and we agree.
Smart people will attack the advertisers rather than attacking the show. Mm-hmm. In this case, that may be what this person's doing.
He couldn't possibly. Well, he doesn't know the name of the organization. How's he going to find him?
He does now.
But he doesn't listen. He's stopped listening.
I don't believe
as well. See, I don't believe the whole thing.
I understand.
I think he's just trying to attack us because he doesn't like some of our positions.
Right.
And all he's got to do is make us think that he's pulled out from one of our advertisers and make us get upset about that. I don't care. See you later. We'll replace you with somebody else.
And,
as we've been doing. We're the number one recruiter for the Free State Project. So you've been replaced.
I think that to say that our stance on immigration that will allow this country to become a cesspool of third world peoples is really a crappy thing to say about...
people that want to come here?
The Italians, the Irish, the Greeks.
The Polacks.
All the people, the Polish, all the people, all the third worlders.
That's a racial slur, Ian.
All the third worlders who, the poor people of the world that have come and made this country great and what it is.
Yep.
I think that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
And I'm
you
happy,
make me
personally.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm happy, personally, he's not coming here.
Yeah.
I mean, the Free State Project might get upset that I would say something like, oh, yeah, you should accept everybody coming here that wants to be a part of the Free State Project. Well, A, you don't even know the name of the project. B, you insult immigrants. You're a jerk. You don't want people coming here to make a better life for themselves. You're probably a racist scumbag. As far as I'm concerned, stay right where you are, buddy, because there's enough people here that we're already going to have problems with.
You know what, though? The immigration issue, I don't believe, is an on or off switch. I think it's far more complicated than that, so I think that I don't think he's really portraying us accurately with that. We're saying, in theory, open borders are desirable.
But there's a lot of caveats between here and there.
In theory and in practice, open borders are desirable. What's undesirable is government redistribution of wealth.
Right.
And that's what makes some people believe open borders are undesirable, is because government is redistributing wealth, government is confiscating your wealth and giving it to people that frankly don't deserve it.
And also,
that's the issue.
But for this country to become a cesspool of third world peoples, you've got to be a bigot.
Right.
Sorry.
I agree. The other thing is that our government really shouldn't be meddling in the affairs of the Mexican government, because that's really the root of this whole thing. When you've got tens of millions of people pouring over the border from Mexico, something's wrong. Something's going on.
And that's another problem. The problem is government, not open borders. The problem is government meddling. They're meddling not just in the affairs of Mexico, but also in Canada. They meddle wherever they can possibly meddle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. It's one of the things they do best, is meddle and screw things up for people. So, yeah, if people like, I don't even remember his name. You know what? I don't remember his name.
It's unsigned. I mean, it comes from an email address, but it's unsigned.
Oh, that's really
I don't feel,
courageous.
I'm not comfortable in sharing what I've got here, so.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, you know, Mr. Unsigned.
And it's not, no guarantee it's a mystery.
I hope people like you get really offended by the things we say and stay far, far away from New Hampshire. Because I don't want your help. 800-259-9231. That's right, or wherever the hell you are. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. I mentioned there's a story about marijuana, a marijuana activist. His name's Ken Gorman, and he was 59 years old until recently when he was shot and killed in his Denver home Saturday night in an apparent home invasion robbery. The killing came just days after local television station CBS4 aired a report on him that included shots of marijuana plants growing inside his home. Gorman grew the plants legally as a registered medical marijuana patient, but in the report, Gorman was seen advising avowed non-medicinal marijuana users how to use the medical marijuana laws to be able to possess the plant with impunity. As of Thursday, no arrest had been made, and the police said they were still investigating. Gorman was one of the most well-known faces in the Colorado marijuana and medical marijuana scene. He was also a member of DRCNet, the Drug Reform Coordination Network. Gorman had also organized several smoke-ins at the state capitol, as well as giving numerous lectures and making public appearances supporting the medical and recreational use of marijuana. He also ran for governor on a pro-marijuana platform. According to witness accounts, and we're not sure who these witnesses were or how they saw this, three masked men entered Gorman's home with guns drawn Saturday evening. Shots were fired. Police were called, and they found him lying on his living room floor with a gunshot wound to the chest. He was pronounced dead shortly thereafter. Now, Denver police refused to speculate on whether the killing was related to Gorman's legal medical marijuana grow. Fellow activists had little doubt that he died in an attempted robbery. Well, you know what? I doubt what the activists are suggesting. And my instinct tells me that this wasn't someone who was after a couple of marijuana plants. Now, I don't know how many plants this guy was growing. For all I know, he had a nice big operation. Maybe it was worth raiding and robbing him over. But my gut instinct tells me that this was the police.
You're paranoid.
800-259-9231, or at least somebody who didn't want this guy to be an activist. Somebody who normally opposes activism like this, because he was one of the most visible activists in the entire state of Colorado, informing people of how to use the law to get their hands on medicinal marijuana. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with
you. And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. The bulletin board system included. Got about 200,000 posts, about 1,500 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. There are serious issues being discussed there. Fun stuff as well, all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Colorado's top marijuana activist Ken Gorman, age 59, shot and killed in his Denver home Saturday in what people are thinking was an attempted robbery. Now, I wonder why they're calling it an attempted robbery. Did they not take the marijuana plants? And if you're going to, I mean, they say witnesses, and we don't have all the details, and I'd like to know more about the story, but they say that witnesses claim that three masked men entered Gorman's home with guns drawn Saturday evening, shots were fired, police were called. When you go in to rob somebody of their marijuana, you don't really want to kill them over it. Like, it's pot. It's not a huge deal, and you can usually, I mean, as far as being a criminal and being violent, you can usually scare people with the threat of violence. So the fact that you're three armed men against this one guy, and you've got masks on, he can't identify who you are, if you've got guns and you break into somebody's home and they've got, let's say he had a lot of pot, let's say he had 100 plants, let's say he'd even just finished his harvest, and this really was a robbery. Maybe a so-called friend of his was on the inside. He knew that Ken had this marijuana grow out.
You know, he was probably going. They're probably looking for cash. Where there's drugs, there's cash.
That's a possibility as well. Either way, drugs and cash might have been what they were after. But let's say they knew that he just finished his harvest and he'd gotten all the marijuana all ready, because nobody wants to take a bunch of marijuana plants and throw them in the back of a truck. So you want to go after the finished product. You want to go after the marijuana ready to sell or smoke, and whatever cash might be there. In which case, it'd be an easy target. You would you'd go in, you'd gain access to the home with your weapons. You'd scare the crap out of Ken with your guns. He'd tell you, okay, it's in the back room under the bed. and you'd get the cash, you'd get the pot, and you'd leave. It wouldn't be worth shooting him over. Well, that's why I think this has cop written all over it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to try to figure out the dynamics of a robbery, what if somebody's mask came off and they decided they felt like they had to shoot him? What if these people just felt like, you know, there's no way we can leave a witness? You never know. I mean,
I just don't see how they can call it an attempted robbery.
What if it was an inside job? I'm sorry. What if it's an inside job and they know the guy, they know Ken? Is that his name?
Yeah, Ken.
What if they know Ken and, you know, they want the pot badly enough to kill him over it?
It's just not very likely. This sort of violence doesn't tend to go on in the marijuana trade. It's just very unusual what's going on here. Well, anyway, activists think that it was an attempted robbery, saying, quote, "It's pretty amazing this guy worked his entire life trying to make marijuana legal, and in the end, the fact that marijuana is illegal is what led to his death," which is an accurate statement. Mason Vert said he's the executive director of SAFER, an organization dedicated to legalizing small amounts of recreational marijuana. He said, "It's safe to say that if marijuana were legal, then Ken wouldn't have been killed." Yeah, and that's absolutely safe to say, because then it wouldn't be worth the 3,000 times what it actually should be worth, and no one would have any sort of incentive to kill anyone over it. He says, "I think it's a violent incident highlighting what happens when marijuana is kept illegal." Gorman himself had just told CBS4 a few weeks ago that he feared being robbed because of his openness about his marijuana operation. He said, quote, "I mean, I've had a gun stuck to my head, people stabbed in my house, from people trying to get my marijuana," Gorman said on January 31st. He added that his home had been burglarized 15 times. Gorman will be missed. Quote, "I've been in patient meetings where patients stood with tears in their eyes and said, when no one would help me, Ken Gorman would," said Brian Vincente, executive director of Sensible Colorado, a nonprofit organization that advocates for drug policy reform in Colorado. You don't hear that too often. He was a character. So apparently he touched a lot of people's lives. Mm-hmm. He was a very effective activist. And I think that the fact that he was so public about his advocacy for marijuana. And as they point out earlier in the report, CBS4 aired a report just days before his execution that included him giving instructions to people as to how to use the medical marijuana laws to be able to possess the plant with impunity. Now, there are certain people in law enforcement that aren't going to like that sort of information going out on the airwaves. There are probably certain people in law enforcement that don't like the idea of this guy getting out there and advocating what he advocates. And maybe they just felt like he had crossed a line and they wanted to take him out. It also could have been the gangsters, the marijuana dealers, the very high level ones that might have taken action in this way.
Yeah, one competition.
Doesn't seem like it, but yeah, maybe.
But really, I mean, there's only two possibilities as far as I'm concerned that this could be. The high-level dealers who are more likely to use violence to take out somebody who's threatening their business, because legalizers, decriminalizers, threaten the black market. There are two specific groups of people that are threatened when it comes to people like Ken Gorman. The police, they have their budgets threatened because if there's no war on drugs to fight, then they'll have to slash their budgets and then they'll actually enforce real crimes. And then there's the real criminals who are going to lose their extreme profits.
You're applying logic and intelligence to this situation, and what you could very well be talking about is there is a large criminal population out there, and they're not logical and they're not intelligent. Mm-hmm. They're just a bunch of stupid, greedy people that are willing to use violence to get what they want. Okay,
it's true.
They could very well have done it. I don't know anything, but to just aim it at the cops, it doesn't seem fair. Entirely too speculative.
I'm just following my instincts on this one. That's all. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, I wanted to call and touch bases on 9/11 since you guys were talking about it earlier.
Okay.
And, of course, you all know what I feel about 9/11. I think that there were many people involved that were involved that claim to be part of the government. But the thing that I see wrong about most of what the truthers say is they always use this term, the government. And I noticed your female caller who called to rebut him also used the term, the government. And this is where everybody falls down, because the government does not exist other than as a fictitious entity. So what you're really talking about is high-connected people that may have been involved in it.
Mm.
Now, again, I agree with you that it really doesn't matter a whole lot. I mean, it does matter because it's a crime that should be solved. And we all agree, I think, that more than the people on those airplanes were involved in that crime. Probably
sure.
You know, several hundred people must have been involved.
Who knows? Anything could have happened. Yeah. I certainly don't believe the government's story. I don't believe anything. I question everything everyone tells me. Now, speaking of questioning things, when you say the government's a fictitious entity, I'm sure there are a lot of people, maybe newer listeners out there, who are saying, what are you talking about? I send them checks every month. They're real. When you say that, Gene, how do you back it up?
Well, it's a legal term. It's called a legal fiction, and people that understand law know that a corporation doesn't exist. It's a legal fiction. It only exists on a piece of paper, in people's minds, in the minds of their creators. The creators are real human beings, and they created a fictitious entity called Nike, for instance. But the government is also a fictitious entity because it's simply created in the minds of the people that wrote it down on paper.
Mm.
Now, those people are all, in our case, the people that all wrote it down on a piece of paper are dead. So the corporate holders and creators no longer exist. So supposedly they passed this down to the previous, you know, further generations. But there's no paper trail to prove that they ever passed it down.
Sure.
So in reality, we just live in a geographic area that has a title that somebody decided to bestow upon it, but it doesn't have any real force. And to say that the government did anything is totally false, because the government is not a real thing. It doesn't have arms, it doesn't have legs, can't walk around, it can't think.
Thank you, Gene. It's a group of people who are more than willing to use violence to enforce their worldview on others. And it behooves us to continually to remind ourselves of what you're saying, and that is that we need to divest ourselves of these collectivist concepts. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Stop using terms like we. Stop using terms like the government, because we aren't the government. I'm not involved in it. I don't have anything to do with their violence. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's once again 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. Then we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by amping. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what the AMP program is all about. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the concept is simple. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help spread the message of freedom and liberty, then you should send us $3 a month because it works. The results are effective. What we do is we take in that money and we turn it around into advertising for the show. We advertise in industry publications like Talkers Magazine to get more radio stations on board. Also advertise on the internet to get more listeners, just internet listeners on board with the show. And it's a bit of a snowball effect. The more we advertise, the more listeners we get, the more amplifiers we get, the more we can advertise and spread the message of freedom. So if that's valuable to you. And you might want to get your hands on some perks like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. All the details are waiting for you, including how we spend the money, at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we were just talking about a pretty disturbing story out of Colorado where a medical marijuana, actually just a plain old marijuana activist, this guy was for legalization, period, of marijuana, was shot and killed in his Denver home over the weekend. The police are refusing to speculate on what the killing was related to, and nobody has made it clear as to whether or not the people who did the killing actually stole any of his marijuana. Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't steal any of his marijuana. Now, Mark, you were sort of rebutting me on my suggestion that it was the police or some high-level possible drug dealer who didn't want his extreme profits threatened by this guy going out and possibly changing laws.
But how would they know if anything was missing?
Well, you'd be able to tell. I mean, there was a news crew there earlier that took shots of his marijuana farm, and so if there were plants missing, it's possible that Ken. I mean, Ken Gorman obviously not keeping his marijuana grow up secret. He let a news crew in there, so he probably has a variety of friends who have spent time there as well, and they might be able to testify to. Well, you know, I was here last night, and there were 20 pounds of marijuana sitting there, and now there's nothing. So, I mean, it should be easy to tell if something is missing. And if it turns out, Mark, that nothing was stolen, that this man was shot and murdered, then what does that do to your suspicions?
He could very well have an enemy. I don't know. To jump to, it's the
His
cops.
His enemy, I've named the two possible enemies that he has.
No, you don't have any idea what this guy's life is like.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I know who his default enemies are.
His ex-wife.
It could be his ex-wife, but there were three masked men. That would require some serious smack.
Could be some fat, lonely
killers.
Guy in Sarasota, Florida, who's got nothing better to do than hate the dude.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. You're saying that person would have hired three hitmen to come in there and murder this guy?
The possibility exists. You never know.
Okay, you're right. There are other possibilities. But the two most likely possibilities?
I don't know.
Are the cops, corrupt cops? Or high-level drug dealers.
Look, if cops were going to do it, why would they go in and not steal something?
Because they're stupid?
That would be the reason.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're not.
Maybe,
they've
maybe
seen
they
a lot of
them. Are. Coming.
I'm sorry,
seen a lot of maybe they shot the guy, then they oh, somebody's coming, we better go.
Right, well, if you're going to do the robbery, you should hold off on the shooting until later. I don't know. Just it's a really sloppy job if it was a robbery.
Yeah.
Even if cops, let's say cops are equally dumb as the criminals that commit these kind of crimes. Which
that's not
I
fair.
Do not
that's
agree.
Not fair to say. There are smart cops and there are dumb cops, and there are smart criminals and there are dumb criminals.
I would concur with that, and I'd say there's probably more smart cops than there are smart criminals.
I don't think that's fair to say at all. I think there are far more criminals than there are cops, and so percentage wise, it's hard to say because really the criminals that are dumber are more likely to get caught.
Let's so make Let's quit speculating on this, and let's talk about
because you're losing.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
It does, I'm not
sorry,
losing
sweetie.
Anything. It's just foolish to talk about it.
You know what?
What I'm telling you is, cops have experience in crime scenes.
Mm.
They're not going to make as many mistakes as a criminal going to.
Yeah, well,
because
maybe.
The criminals aren't as many crime scenes.
Maybe they didn't make mistakes. Maybe there were.
They just
no mistakes
want to put
made.
A hit on this guy.
Maybe there were no mistakes made in this case. They had masks on. They came in there, shot this guy, and left. That's what it sounds like to me. If they were looking to assassinate and to murder this guy, it sounds to me like they did a pretty darn good job of it. So, Wayne, we're talking drugs. You mentioned to me earlier tonight that you've got something about narco dollars. What are narco dollars, and why are they relevant?
Well, they're really relevant because I've heard for weeks and weeks and years about all the logical arguments for getting rid of the war on drugs and legalizing drugs, especially marijuana, which is very benign. And that's only half the argument, all those logical arguments. The other half that you're not thinking about is that a lot of people don't want drugs legalized for very good reason, because prohibition on drugs is essential to the health of our economy.
How's that?
Well, the narco dollar, one word. The narco dollar are dollars that are used to trade drugs, just like you've got the petrodollar, which are dollars that trade oil. Well, the narco dollar, there's hundreds of billions of dollars, narco dollars, floating around in our financial system, in the stock market, campaign contributions, you name it. And the reason why there's so many profits is because drugs are illegal.
True.
That pumps the profit margin up on them. So that means there's a lot more narco dollars available than if they were legal, there would be a smaller profit margin.
But how can you say the economy is dependent on them? I mean, if drugs were legal, then that money would just go into other things.
It would, but there wouldn't. You're sucking more dollars out of people when it's illegal because you charge a bigger price, and therefore there's a bigger chunk of narcotic-related money going into the financial system covertly through the back door, being laundered through our financial system.
So I guess I don't understand, like, you're saying that, okay, drug users are paying way too much for their drugs. That
right.
money's going to the distributors, the high-level guys,
mm-hmm.
the gangsters,
yep.
and they're laundering that money through the banking system.
Right.
And
the stock market,
whatever.
Props up the stock market, goes to campaign contributions, to politicians.
Buying off cops.
Essentially, without prohibition, insurance companies would be smaller and less profitable. Judges, lawyers, police, prison officers, foreign prison owners would be twiddling their thumbs.
We certainly agree. I certainly agree that the police would be very disappointed. The prison owners certainly would lose a lot of their prisoners. They wouldn't be able to build them as quickly. No doubt about that. But to say that the economy is dependent on prohibition, that seems a little absurd. The money's going to be there whether or not the products are prohibited. How does that jibe? I don't understand that.
Well, there's certain segments of our economy that have grown as a result of the illegal drug trade or the war on drugs.
So they would crash. So those particular industries, those subsectors, are dependent on the prohibition. Yes, I would agree with that.
Right. Even hospitals. Hospitals all of a sudden would have all these extra beds. Look at all the hospital cases, all the emergency room cases that are the result because of illegal drugs and shootings and gang fights.
Yeah, there really aren't as many. In fact, we were talking last night about cheerleading versus ecstasy use. It turns out that there's 62 times more cheerleading accidents that go to an ER room than there are ecstasy users. So on the scale of things, it's not huge for hospitals. And it would seem to me that if we legalized drugs, then the drug users would have more money in their pockets, and they'd just go and spend that on other things. So other industries would benefit
mm-hmm.
from the legalization of drugs. And yes, some would take a hit, like the prison business.
But the people in the illegal drug trade are very, very well connected.
That's true.
And they're giving campaign contributions to politicians to make sure it stays illegal, because they're so far upstream that they're never going to get arrested. It's the people downstream.
Do you really think that they even have that foresight that they, I mean...
These people aren't stupid, Mark. You don't get to be Pablo Escobar or some high-level drug dealer who's doing 1,000-pound deals at a time by being a fool.
Maybe.
You realize where your bread is buttered, and that's why they pay off DEA agents, because they don't want to risk it. They don't want to risk. That's why they work hand in hand together to ensure that, you know, as I pointed out before here, having talked to some of these people in the past, that's why they work together in that the high-level dealers will send the DEA a couple of guys to pick off from time to time just so the DEA can say, hey, we're over here doing something, when in fact they were actually sent the bust by the high-level dealers. They work together.
And see, the illegal drug trade also concentrates money into fewer hands. You see, if that money were... back in the economy where it rightfully belonged, it would be spread out among more people.
That's true.
And so when it's really expensive and there's a high profit margin, that money, those narco dollars, are being concentrated into fewer hands where they have more political power, and they're richer, basically. And we're poorer for it.
Yep.
Well, if you pay for it.
There's a lot.
We are paying for it, even if you don't take it. I don't even do Tylenol or aspirin. I don't do any of that stuff.
There's far more behind the scenes than meets the eye, Mark, when it comes to the drug trade.
Yes.
There are a lot of illicit connections, a lot of backdoor deals, a lot of handshaking and back scratching, and it's all very, very hush-hush. And you and I, and Wayne, we probably can't even imagine the extent of it. There have been people that have uncovered certain things about certain politicians who've turned up dead afterwards, their connections to drug trade.
Mm-hmm. Remember hearing about BCCI about in the early 90s?
No. I don't know that, no. You can recap it in less than 30 seconds.
It's a bank that was formed offshore, and basically they were found to be laundering drug money. They also called them the Bank of Crooks and Criminals International. But anyway, that was supposedly affiliated with the CIA, and that was one of these banks that were closed. But there are other New York banks who have had their hands slapped for drug laundering.
There have been a lot of CIA-related connections, and whenever you see a big drug dealer go down, which is very rare, it very rarely happens, it's usually only because they crossed somebody or their competitors were paying off the DEA even more. More on the way tomorrow night, online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. For you.